In piggyback to that topic, for a layperson, it seems to bring up more confusion than it does, like, some wega. Like, well, I'm not going to be a monk here, and yet most of the rest of this stuff seems pretty useless. So now what do I do?
The thing is I mean, that's kind of a cop-out. I mean, sort of like that's a deferring, pushing the contemplation away, so you don't actually have to take it on board, because it's not a matter of being a monk or not being a monk. It's actually human existence is like this, and what do I do to live within this human existence in a way that is clear and wise and noble?
So taking account of circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
Taking an account circumstance and then just doing the best.
Well, it's just the reality, the human existence. It's not sort of about being a monk or not being a monk. It's about being a human being that's subject to aging, sickness, and death. And that, somebody who is, that is present and wise and skillful, it doesn't matter where they live. I mean, it's beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it isn't as if you go back out into the world and you don't, you're not going to die. You're just going to die if you're in the monastery.